Okay, wait a second. Rabbi Sharsh. Nofak alei kolo the ka'achil ardias. Should I change the air conditioner? Oh, I know. I'm in Bayah. How easy. Goof for doof, the hair you have. What's going on here? That this call saying you're in the ass from Lay, Ara, Mashkunta, having a kitna. Rabu and the ass, me, Mavali, Zuzi, Achrinagabe, Bachalta. Shnei Meshkanta, Amin Imajana, Lo Aradiasmi, Amin, this is Zachina, Gabe, Dabuhoin, Dabuhoin, Amra Bonabal for the minutes of the assembly, if El Meshur, and I have to swear if I give it back in Tevei the Chai. Elo Ach Beshei Lishtar Meshkanta, Boich Lishir Zuzi, Nimigudi, Boino, Amino, Lukuchi, Biodi, Mimnino, Kiamino, the Isli Zuzi, Gabaichu. I'm sure if not for like all the Ochil Ara of the Yasmi. In the Parish of Hamid, what was the nature of the call? Says Rajma. The Mashkin Reset's like, not Akshav. Polish name Mashkanta. Milkoch. The case was that it was Bayim as a Mashkin. And the years that the Mashkin were up. Milkoch, Nafak, Ale, Kol, Shal Eidus Emes. And hash the ochel ara diasmi. He's saying this is a serious call because it's not based on, it wasn't just based on the old ladies in the marketplace, it was based on a real aiden. And so, Chaira, when I'm learning this Rishbam, you know, around other people and all like that, that what he means to say is that since the basis is based on aid, and they had Meshkanta, and he had Meshkanta for 3 years, and 3 years are up. That's the extent of the aid. That's really the extent of the call. And Mela comes out that he's eating Ara Diaspi. Not necessarily that the aid was saying they know that it belonged to Yisraim. The point is, the call is saying that have as a mashkin, the mashkin finishes. The mela goes back to the father. The father's dead. Goes to the Simon. The mela. That's why there's a call that he's eating at Ara Diasmi.
He was saying two of them came to Bezin.
No, he says it was a call.
So was the Eidus Emes?
The call was based on Eidus.
What's that mean?
What?
What's that mean?
What?
Eidus
are the ones that know they originally what happened. That as a
There are Aiden, apparently there are Aiden that know that it was so by him with Haris Mashkan.
Where are they?
I don't know where they are. Somewhere.
So what does it make a difference?
What
does it make a difference if a call is based on these phantom Aiden or like the call is based on whatever call is normally based on?
Because first, it seems to say it's a more serious call. They have to leave the call.
Also, how do we know when a call is based on?
So maybe that was a goof part of the call. I guess it means you can always check it out. You bring the aid in a minute. That doesn't necessarily mean that they brought the minute. It doesn't say it was an aid. It says it was a call. It was a call based on the aid. What?
The aid saw the album.
That's what it said, yes. The aid didn't know that it was a mashkin for 3 years and it's up. And maybe that's why the call goes out. That belongs to him. Now, so, and this is going to be very significant.
The
Mar Kama
was
Mishkan.
He didn't say
anything. The Mar Kama
was
dead. We didn't say anything yet. All we said was a call that it was his, and a Mashkin. Mashkin's up. It should go back to the father. Mail books. He signed him. Mail is a call. He's eating Aradias. Mishkanta. Gaboim. Mavuoin. Have Mashkanta. I'm sorry, Mashkanta is similar. The Kasvi, Hakim, Mishlam, Shnin, Elay, Tape, Gara, the Dub, like Kasif, Mavim, Chaltish, Nechazalka. Tell them, it was by me, from the father, the Mashkanta is similar. The Mashkanta is similar, Mashkanta is similar is when, let's say, I lend you $100,000, and I take collateral piece of land. And the deal is, I'll use the land for 10 years, whether it produces one apple or produces a million apples. Either way, after 10 years, $10,000 for every, we make an assessment. Obviously, no one in this field produces $10,000 worth of apples every year. So we say, the deal is, no matter what, after 10 years, it goes back and the chayv is paid up. That's Mashkanta the surah. The whole Ribbish Isles with that, that's obviously not can even think about talking. Now, the point is, and Zuzi Achrini Gabe, Shnez Chayavli, Shane Mashkin Aleim, on the other Chayav, they didn't have Mashkin. Vamri Lach Chavu Shne Mashkanta, and Machzer Karkli Simon, Veshelhem Chayav Shiesh Lavien, Sorachani Lishaba, Tam Rabbana, Belifri Mechzisimim, Leifel Mishuha. Happy Shiesh Biyodi Shtar Chayv. Uchiyavni Shvua. Rishbam speaks out, which doesn't say Mefarish in the Gemara. They're talking about, Melar Shayim speak out as well. They're talking about the Shtar Chayv over here. Rabban Arichas has done this. There is a Shtar Chayv, and later on the Rishbam talks about Melapa. Yeah, but for some reason now he's saying this is Shtar Chayv. And Mela, there's no problem of being going with the Chayv then. He'll be able to be going with the Chayv. So then he'll be going, he has Shtar, he'll be going.
Why
does it have to
be Shtar
Chayv? What would be if he didn't have a Shtar Chayv?
Yeah, the Chayv should have the same kind of
what?
Everything should be the same, no?
Gosh, nice that happens. He had a star.
You know he has a chayv?
No, he lied.
Says the Gemara he has a star?
He said I hit it.
Says the Gemara he has a star chayv?
No.
Does the Gemara that they had a star chayv?
What does it mean when he says that?
What does it mean? Look, read the words, and then you tell me what it means. Don't ask me. Tell me what it means.
Doesn't say the Gemara before when Meshbam makes case.
One second.
Why is it Shtar Mashkanta? What does that mean?
Oh, what does it mean? Shtar Mashkanta. What does Shtar Mashkanta mean? What's Mashkanta?
Yes, who said
what's it? What's Mashkanta?
I got the land as a Mashkin.
The land?
First.
So we're talking about the Shtar on the land.
Well, not a Shtar Mashkanta. Second Chayv.
Oh. The Gemara doesn't talk about the Shtar Chayv. The Rishbam says the Shtar Chayv. Okay. One second. Why is it Dafka Shtar Chayv? One second. Why is it? No. Oh. The Ramban says, "Chidol Yas Mizil Shtar Dina Badai." Is a Shtar Hayolai. Mash Amar Rav Shmuel. I flew Milvah Pegayva. Later on, I said, "Here the Ram says this is Shtar Chayv." Later on, the Hemshach he says, "And the Big Rishbam Vinami Milvah Pehi Ki Gadli the Shtar Dina Badaiu VYishba VYito." The Amar Papa B'Shmaitz B'Shrayis in Mechilten. Hilchus of Milvah Pegayva. Mayarshim, Mani Milish Yesh Adim Shel Veyu, Yishbash Lepar Vito. So, the Rishbam says, even Milvapeh, you can be Gaiva from Yisayimim, because we hold Shibuda the Rais. So, the Rishbam says, right, Papa. Then, my Papa, Mishmaitz, right, Basrais and Mechilta, all the Sugi, all the end of the Mesechta, Nafkufayin, Hey, well, whatever it is over there. And there we say, my Papa says, that, even Milvapeh, you have Eidim on the Chayv, you can be Gaiva He be goyim because shvud is the raisa. He be goyim. He can be goyim from misayim makapanim. Meaning, you can't be goyim from lekuchas because milva peh inu shvud is the raisa, but there's a takana of pseid lekuchas. But milva peh is no call, and therefore lekuchas were not able to protect themselves, and they weren't aware of the chayiv, and therefore they bought the karka innocently without having any way of checking that there's a lien on the property, and therefore they said they can't be guarded from lekuchas, but that's only by lekuchas they paid money, so we have say lekuchas shenken by Simon. By Simon, the Ram, this is all nichlo the Ram is saying over here. By Simon, there's no pseida. It's a free lunch anyway. They didn't pay for it. So Meila, if you hold shvud the raisa, then and this by Mula Pad, there's the kana to take away the shiva. That's only by lechukah, not by Simon. That's what the Ram at the end of the Ram says. That kigadli, yeah, you'll be gaiver from them. Here the Ram says you don't need a shtar because if you're papa. And scratch the steamer papa, they always push with their eyes, and not that's because the papa's over there in Ksubas, but anyway, Pizucha Mitzvah. But that's already an issue by itself. That's a big mess over there. What's the sheets of their papa? Whatever. But the point is, so Dr. Ramban. Shashtar Shashtar Hoyaloi. Masham Rabban Shmuel. Bafil Milva Pedgoy, Vilema Klum. Hol Velekamidu. Velekamidu. Because. Shein chaskasai. See, when Meyer asked the question that why you need a shtar, I understood that Meyer was asking how it's migul. He still has the migul. Am I correct? What?
Yeah. It's wrong. What I'm saying.
What?
Remember, right?
One second. So he says he's going at the end of the Gemara, right? Not the beginning of it. At the end of the Gemara, Meyer says, "Kigadli ask me, you'll get it from them." Yeah. So now the question is. Says Ramban, you need a shtar. At that point, you need a shtar. So earlier on, if you had the migu, then a chanami, then you don't need a shtar. You have a migu. You have the manis. You have a migu. The migu gives you the manis. You don't need a shtar. Mashenkein.
If you get the land back, you need your migu.
Mashenkein. He says at the end of the Gemara, when we knocked out the migu already, because you get ready, gave it back. Once you gave it back, says the Ramban. That you have no migu anymore. Meila, shein chaskos meilasloi. The fish milva peh nigvis min hayarshin ela b'shchayiv moida. Oishe masu mis b'shamte. Ashamtu mis b'shamte. Oy b'seich zman kiddush lakish. So he argues in the Rishbam. The Rishbam says it can be gaiva from Yarshim by milvah peh, and then the Rishbam says that you can only got three conditions and three possibilities that he could be gaiva. We have to know for sure that wasn't paid back. Either they put the guy in chayrim for not paying, and he died in chayrim. He's obviously in payback, although they would take him out of chayrim. Or it's teretzman, like we shloked enough hay, and he's saying and protects teretzman, right? Yeah. Or chayim meidim. Now, if he was meidim, v'ilu have a hachaya, we have amar rabbanon habalif mechsem leifel b'shvuah. Says Ramban, if you have one of those three conditions, then you wouldn't need a shvuah either. So the Gemara at the end of the day is saying that you need a shvua. You need the goal you could collect, but you need a shvua. So if you could collect, you need a shvua. That only a chetims of that is if you have a shtar. And then the chal is a balif mischaim lelefel b'shvua. But if you don't have a shtar and you don't have a migu, so then with chayishish, maybe it was paid back. Elamai, you have to prove. That it wasn't paid back. But if you have a shtar, we know it wasn't paid back. Struck by my bite. If it's a milvah peh, you don't have a shtar. So almo chayishish, maybe the father paid it back. And elamai, there's three chimtzes where we know for sure you didn't pay it back. But once, if you're gonna marshal one of those three chimtzes, then you don't need a shvuah either. That's what the Ramban says. Therefore, at the end of the Gemara, when the Ramban says even milvah peh works. The Ramban says that no, it's not true. Milpeh won't work, which is interesting because it's mamash vakeret hafuch al hafuch. The Ramban is ma'ida in the beginning of the sugya, yeah. In the beginning, if he's going to use the migu, then Itaka doesn't need. If he's using a migu, he doesn't need a milva. He doesn't need a milva. He doesn't need a milva. He doesn't need a shna. One second. He doesn't need a shna, says the Ramban. It's only at the end of the day when he loses his migu. At the end of the day, when he has to get back and loses his migu, then the Ramban says he needs a shna. And the Ramban is like, punk pakar. In the beginning of the sugya, the Ramban, the Rashban. The beginning of the sugya, the Ramban right away said, there's a shna. Yeah? Later on, at the end of the sugya, he wakes up that a migu, that even though a peck will work, and he holds you, you'll be gaiva. So you have to, let's see, but I'm saying it's funny, the Ramban's mom is like, Mekatzel Katzel from the Ramban, there is mom. Mekatzel Katzel from the Ramban. Because the Ramban's in the beginning of the sugya, you don't need a shtar. You have a migu. You don't need a shtar, you have a migu, you have one. It's only at the end of the Gemara, when he loses the migu, then he needs a shtar. The Ramban, there's mom is punk bakar. Yes, Ari.
What is Rabbi saying in the Ramban about Sheba Deraisa? What does that have to do with Milval Peh, Sheba Deraisa or not?
I said that in the Ramban, in the Rishbam.
Okay. What did that tie into everything?
That's that Sam. How you go from Mechuchar, how you go from Yisayin with
what does that have to do with Sheba?
Going with the Sheba.
The land, he's not using the land, he's not taking the land, he's getting the money from the land, the output. He's taking the produce from the land. He's not taking the land itself. Why is this a shibud?
If shibud is lav deraisa, yeah, then there, I think what
shibud is the lien on the land, right?
Yes. If there's no shibud deraisa, you have no. Then this day you gave a.
Fruits belong to the
assignment. Then you can't be goiva from the assignment. Unless you have it.
I'm sorry, you're not taking the land, you're taking the fruit, you're taking money, you're taking talent. What should I
do? You have no supposed to be goiva.
Yes.
No supposed to be goiva from talent. What's supposed to have to go from talent?
You borrow money.
Here we go again.
The father's dead.
The father's dead. You borrow from the father. The son doesn't owe the money.
But the land would be, the land. So what you're saying that when you decide you can collect the actual land, but the fruit would go to them through your son?
Well, no, the Shmuel Reis gives him a schus tvia. That once he has schus tvia, he can pay you anything. You don't have a schus tvia unless it's Shmuel Reis. So that's what I was saying in the Rishbam.
Okay, fine.
Because Hilchos Milah Peh Goyim and Yerushim. Yeah.
Do we say that
or, the Rishbam the Gemara over there says on that Gemara? I'm looking right now, but I think that's the question. Hilchasa, Milva Peh Goyim and Yarishim. Mena Goyim and Akulkas. Goyim and Yarishim. Oops. They should tell Dallas if they love him. Mena Goyim and Akulkas is less like Kala. Hachim Mokhila. Oh, one second. No, maybe, whatever. Maybe a mistake. I said before it's also for their eyes. So. Here the Republic here says Alt Nils Delos. Kregas Kasha. So I'm sorry. Actually, the Gemara over here explains even the Manam Shmud Lader Aisa. The Gemara over here explains it even the Manam Shmud Lader Aisa. No, this is the Gemara over here. I made a mistake. He said even Shmud Lader Aisa. I mean, what I said is a possibility in the Mahalach and the Sugi there, but particularly what Rav Papa here says is Alts Nilas Delas. Especially the Kana to be able to go away from the Yerushim Alts Nilas Delas. Okay.
Isn't that the Rabbana?
It was Nils Elzer Bon, yes.
So
it's
not Talia. So we're coming at not Talia really issue.
Again, there is a possibility to explain that you would go from Yerushim and Al Shmuel right. This is how I get in the Gemara.
That's Normatic?
No. There is a kind of Gemara. Right away, what I thought the Ram was saying that. Now look at the Gemara. I made a mistake. The Gemara says Al Papa. The Ram is quoting. It says Al Nils Elz.
Like under our
mind. That's not really so important here. To us right now. But anyway, the point is, what's the gate us right now? Is there a star or not? Yeah. Rishbam, the Raman said, Rishbam in the beginning said there is, then he says not, and the Raman takes issue and says that. He says that if you have a migu, you don't need a shtar. If you don't have a migu, like the Maskanas of Gemara, then you need a shtar. If you don't have a shtar, there's a chash that maybe it was paid. The only time you can collect without a shtar is if you could somehow prove that it wasn't paid.
Do we pass him that if you take a loan with Adam, you have to pay back in front of those Adam?
No.
Okay.
Mom's paying itself on her
pay. So why, well, fine. So sure. Just stop. Why did Ramban say possibility that you had the Milval pad and this Edom says that the father didn't pay back?
How do they know he didn't pay back? How do they know he didn't pay back?
They were stopped.
How do they know he didn't pay back?
They were the same neighbors in Shivadi and in Chavtetz.
If they were, if those are the Yodim, the Yodim for the last 5 years, they're in Echanami. He gives all the other examples,
they're in Echanami. So I can't argue with
them. Who said that? I think that's a pretty far fetched Mekimta. They know he didn't pay back. So the Ramban gives three normal Mekimtas. I know what you want. Okay. Can't write it. So my shul tzarachi and dafne rishbam on top. The beginning is so good when he still has the migu. That's my question. Why does rishbam need a shtar? Because over here, even the Ramban is ma'ida. They don't need a shtar.
With the migu. With me, you don't
understand. In the beginning, there is a migu.
Yeah,
that's the question. The Rambam says there is a shtar. Happy sheish, he says shtar.
Why can we say it's not going to be meshuvah? Meaning it's only going to be meshuvah if there's a shtar, and therefore you wouldn't be able to collect it. It would be ganeva.
He's saying you'd have to make a shul even if there was a shtar, but like, he's saying there has to be a shtar in this case?
He sounds like he's assuming there's a shtar here.
I'm answering.
Could he be saying there's just time that you'd have to make a shul regardless if there's a shtar or not, but doesn't necessarily have to be a shtar?
Yeah, read the words. Tzarach l'shava. He's getting the Amar Banan.
He has to make a shul.
Abol Lifra. So why? How is it about the way of the star? Apishesh by the star.
No. He's not saying that.
He's quoting the words of Rabbi Avshar. Apishesh by the star. I'm still gonna have to swear. He does. It's not the commentator that's adding this in. It's the words of Rabbi Avshar. Well, you know, I really want to go weiter. I really want to go weiter. No. Ach b'shav, alim aysa, l'kuch b'yadi, l'chaltir shnei chazakim, b'chai evoim. Shemel ala chazakim, because Nafka says Rishbam, yeh b'chai evoim, but if he had 2 years by the father, 1 year by the son, then he machzikim, b'nichsei, yisayimim. Shemel has to be, that was 3 years by the father. Mehem nina, so Rishbam is bothered that why is he not going to have to swear just because he ate extra. When it comes to light, he's still going to have to swear.
What type of shvur is he dealing with?
How many times is Shvuah?
The Rambam doesn't say. Peres talks about Shvuah's Hesses. Right? Peres asks, "Hey, my dad is the Rabbi of Shash. I feel like he's telling me, 'Kuchi biyadi, Shvuah's Hesses lo'el mitzarech.' Shvuah's Hesses. Peres says that there's no tzad." They would have to swear the Shuas and Aidah about Lifra, Nichzeh Sayyim, Lifra Meshuah. That's only about Lifra. That is assuming that once you're ready, Typhus, so now it's not about Lifra, then you don't have to swear a Shuas and Aidah, which is more Chomer Shuah, of where it has been Akitas Chayfetz. And it's only a Shuas Hesses, which is a Shuah of every Kayfra call, has to swear Shuas Hesses. And Tosfos says, "In the Danish bank accounts, midrais, midrabon, midrabon, k'mash diger paygoy, midi kaisiv, begemus kuzavasa, erecha midah sheir prua, atifel b'shvul, v'sarim mocham, l'memesh midraisa, amram shechuz dava, v'odim mishba k'nish b'kais, al midrabon, you are nishba, semela, what nishvus eses, demayishna." Tosfos says, "No, the first thing the Rishbam says, v'Danish bank accounts." That Tosfos takes issue with. Tosfos, what do you mean? By Shvud Rabbanon, that's Shvud Raisi, you can't swear in Kakais. By Shvud Rabbanon, you could. Stais answers, there's no Einish Bo in Shavuos Esnes, El Hecha Toyim Bari. Al Hecha, Lav Tain is Bari Hu. She'ein Vada Li Yisayimim, Vada Li Yisayim, Shekarka Zeh, Ein Lekucha Biyadai. Hilkoch, you have a Toyim Lekucha Biyadai, you have a Tzarek Shavuos Esnes. Taisa says, since Yisayim don't know what happened, Taisa says, that in order to the mechayev shuas hases has to be a tainis bari on the part of the teveya, then he has to shuas hases an ar gemara, not because it's karka, but since he's saying I don't know, so therefore he won't swear a shuas hases. Now back to Rashbam. So Rashbam gave two svaris. Why he doesn't have to swear. One svar is the svar that is knocked out. It's karaka, Einish Bo karaka. And the second svar is that chazaka makom shnari medes. Now, second. Yeah, I mean, the Rishbam, it's not clear. It's a little bit difficult. It sounds like the Rishbam, even if he already took the money, yeah, still the Shvua of Abba Lifra, Leifra El B'Shvua. One second. He said, L'kuchi B'yadi. Yeah, if he would have said Lekuchi Biyadi, no, I'm sorry, he would have been Namaz. He's not being Kaveh. He would have said, Rambam also means Shavuos Esnes. He's saying Lekuchi Biyadi, only Shavuot could be Shavuos Esnes. No, Rambam also, only Shavuot talk about Shavuot Esnes already. The only Shavuot the Shaykh talk about, if he said Lekuchi Biyadi, was Shavuot Esnes. It's a Kaif Rakal. If he would have said Lekuchi Biyadi, then the Yisrael would say, it's ours, it'll be Shavuot Esnes. So the Rambam gives two tzitzim. One is the Einish Bo Kais, and that we have to figure out what do you do with Taiz Raya. That Shmuel Bar Yehuda could swear Kais. Rabbi Kveig sends you to Kuf Chav Ches, which doesn't help you too much. You just see the same thing over there. The Rambam says, so the chayra, I don't know the teretz hakash yet. The second point in the Rishbam is very important. And this batsim is a Rishbam that we had countless times. Chayra, the Rishbam says that the chazaka is a makom shtar. So maybe if you had a shtar, you wouldn't have to swear. We had to really discuss this all in the beginning of the year when the Ritva brought up this question. Whoa! The Ritva brought up this question. Mamish right the Baruch Haba to the Sugyo. The Ritva, the Perek, the Ritva brought down this Machlokes Rishayim. I think we touched upon it a little bit then. Where is it? I'm a Mary Dafka Tevei Bari. I'm going to be Irish. I'm a Keach. I'm Bari. And all of Shua. Can't you mind me my Rashba? So this is the Rishbam that says it. It says a number of times already that the Gedder of the Chazalka was as a Mokim Shtar. So just like about if he had a Shtar, there's no need for Shua Sesses. So we're also, you know, don't be coming for a call. You have to see Shua Sesses. Over here you won't have to. Now the Ramban Gadol adds, which is interesting, but even in the world of the Ramban, in his philosophy on Chazaka, yeah. So what this Ramban is telling me, he's not saying that this you know, for all the Shitas, yeah, that Mokum Shtarayim is. He's saying it across the board. Okay, he means that Shuvas Lagayin, Shalim Masifta, Kach Nikr Chazaka, Shei Kishma.
Who's he quoting?
Boy, Mechayev Shvuot. Chazak, it's strong. What?
Who's he quoting?
The guy. The high guy, maybe. Boy, Mechayev Shvuot. It's called Chazak. Shema Kenut. Chazak. But the point is, which I think would be a shtickle smach, I think, what we're saying the whole time, Medas Rabban, that the inner Rabban, not like the Tzais, that learns, that the finner Rabban, that Chazak is in the Raisa, and the whole revival was over, and offsetting Afish Tarcha, we're not going there, is what's important in Rabban, the Flamme Hay, that even he's learning that it's the Eitakana. And this whole Cheshbin of that's me, I'm reclined over. Elamai is Afish Tarcha, and three is Nachsal Afish Tarcha, then that's also really within. Like why Chazal were misakne, but about then to be the Kana. So then you could say this nusach that Chazal, haray, the whole point is that guy doesn't have a shtar. After 3 years, he loses a shtar. As the Rabbi said in the Chavtes, he loses a shtar. That was the point of the whole thing. Chazal had to work it out. That it should work. You know, you had to have a cheshbon. They couldn't just stop, give it to the guy. But what the gather at least of the Kana was the Chazaka Mak Mishtar Aymed. They gave the Chazaka a taik of a Mishtar because that's what it's supposed to replace. The Mela says Rabban, that's why the Rabban could also agree with this Shtikal Torah of the Rishbam that you don't need Shuas Hesis because it's as if you have a Mishtar.
Why the Rishbam's reason of like the Inish Mamakakais, it's true, but it's like the. Like, why does he stick it in there? Like, the whole point is that if you have a chazak,
it's true. He has a question. He answers the question. He stuck it in there.
Because
he didn't stick it in there. It's answered the question.
If you wouldn't have, if you had the talit, you also wouldn't have to swear if you had the tefisah on it.
If I come over to you and say that sweater is mine, then you have to swear Shua's has it. That's not yours.
What?
It's not
that.
If I come over to you and say, I'll say it again, last time, that sweater is mine, and you say, no, it's mine, what? You have to swear a shvua that it's yours.
Even though I'm wearing it?
Even though you're wearing it.
But in this case, the Yisomim works the other way around. That's the whole takana for Yisomim.
In this case, the Yisomim are coming to the guy and saying, this character is mine. He's saying it's ours. He's saying it's his. So that's we have to switch what says this. Not for the fact that the argument is about karka, but not for the fact that he has a chazaka, and chazaka is malka mishtar. The rabbi b'sharsh would have to switch what says this.
The case of talpin wouldn't work to pot you from the shvu. It's not the same level as chazaka and karka.
Apparently. Okay, that fits in with what I just said. The gedder of the kana was that the chazaka should be malka mishtar. That's why it's different than a Talmud. The Talmud never makes it together. But the get out of that, that makes it better what I'm saying. The character, the Kana was, that should be Malka Mishtar. That's why you know the switch was Hesus. Right? Amal Abayin. Hod Chashvis, Daitach, Moibinan, Tanino, Lekuchi Biyadi, Kivin Idiya Milsa, Mashkanta.
Yeah.
So you think? You think you had a good, you know, you think you're good. You think you could have said good miyadi. So we say Kim did Mashkanta is nachas ba lemat limit lakucha. You're wrong. Since we know that was b'teres Mashkanta, therefore you're not nemun. The ha ikakala the edus. The Aradi asked me,
that's against
Rebbe,
no?
Can I please read the words and translate them and they could all scream at me, why it's against me, why it's not against me? You see, especially since you stopped too early. So if you're going to scream at me, at least let, you know, finish the sentence, then you can scream at me. Calls my own for the sentence. The ikakala, the edus, the aradi asmihi, the hash, the shlim, which name mashkunta. Why is there edus? Why is there edus and a call kind of bonus to Simon? Because the hashta was since the years of Mishkanta finished. So now there's as if there's edim, yeah, that he belongs to Simon. Chim the Yadis.
Was it about themselves?
What?
Was it about himself before he died? Why, just because the Mashkin's up doesn't mean it's Yisayman? Was it Edis?
What does that mean? It's a call based on Edis. It's not Mamish Edis.
The
he explains himself. He explains himself, right? He says the hashda, the hashda, mishne mishkanta.
That's what
he says. He doesn't say the Edim. They didn't know that the Edim was again. It was Azgar to Yom Tov. They were on a cruise together, and they know that. And there's no emails. They know that he couldn't have sold it. Doesn't say that.
So he changed his lashon. Does that not match anything?
Okay. What?
Shall Edus and us now call Ve'edus?
Okay, so that's which one? Twice the Shrish, twice the Shnachron. Which one do we go by? Why assuming that the second one is more important than the first one?
So what does this mean then? I don't know.
Tell, I hear. The Chayra, he doesn't say the case is, before he didn't say the Eden that we know. Mechtes is the Eden with the cases, the Eden no. He doesn't say that. Okay.
Which one do you go after?
Mechiv and the Yadis, the Iskol Allah. So that's a halbatzar in the Shabbat. Okay, that's the main problem in the Shabbat is right now. Mechiv and the Yadis, the Iskol Allah. Na'ara da, Meshkanti Higabach. You don't see Abedis, yeah? Kim the Yadis, is Kol Aloch, the Arado Meshkanti Higabach, Loy Lakucha, Ein Lacha Macha Gedoyel Mizu, Mahay Lacha Lizar Bishtarcha. So therefore, you wouldn't be Nemo to say that you were there three and you lost your star. Why? Because Ein Lacha Macha Gedoyel Mizu. This Rishbam is very, very interesting and very, very difficult. Because, see, in the Rishayim in the Sugya, again, there are different halachim in what the problem is. Why does he have a chazaka? Right. As a matter of fact, Taisa says that the problem is only the migul. Kuchi biyadi lematzah amrit. Half a gav, you have amel kuchi biyadi. You have an emma. Taisa says, "Betzem kuchi biyadi, you are an emma." Mar says kuchi biyadi loy matz amrit. Taisa says lav dafka doesn't mean loy matz amrit. Matz amrit, right? Chomakim loy have a migu. Taisa's only problem is with a migu. That's him. If you would say the kuchi biyadi straight up, avadi will be neman. Why? Why not? Elamai is a migu. You want to be neman that. That the guy owes you money, migu yikurisel kuch biyadi. As a migu, it's lousy migu. And Taisa explains, "Machi perush lamas amrit, lamas amrit la yisa yochel lahei is panecha." Not that you wouldn't be neman. He doesn't love the akil gamit. La yisa, you wouldn't been able to say that. Meaning, you wouldn't have had the chutzpah to do that. Loi merakein, keep the nafikola. Then come migu. So maybe it's like me being the middle of the also. Ains the ish pergushin, etc.
What is
wait, relax. According to Taisus, Lechaira, he disagrees with whether Rishbam, Shtal, Levek, they call him in the Suga, whether it's called Machmas Eidim, it's called Rit Eidim, there's certainly the Rishbam treated called Shel Eidus MS, right? Elena says Kol Veidus. The third time he says the call, right? But the point is, either way, at the end, the Rishbam is definitely taking the call very seriously, and therefore, the Rishbam is taking the call very. The Rishbam is taking the call very seriously. And therefore, the Rishbam would never say what Taisa says, that he'd be Neman to say Lekuach Biyadi, because you won't be Neman. The Taisa learns, Taisa Lechaira disagrees fundamentally with Das Rishbam as to what type of call it is, yes. And Taisa is going to learn Lechaira, that it's not a call Ba'alma. Even on a call Ba'alma, the Taisa is, you wouldn't have the chutzpah, the tiny Lechucha Biyadah, because you're going against the call, it looks bad. And therefore, as a Migu, you're not having to say it. The guy was Yimali, Migu could have said Lechucha Biyadah. But if you would actually say that you bought it, the call is not going to share.
Wasn't he the one about the
Rishbam? And the Rishbam, it's interesting because the Rishbam in Cain, where we're setting things up now, the Rishbam L'Chayra could have just said simply that you're not meant to say L'Kuchim Yadi because it's against Edom, against the call that has taken of Edom, whatever it is. When the Rishbam wants to know, why aren't you meant to say L'Kuchim Yadi? Yeah? So, what would you have said?
Wasn't this.
You know, a side question doesn't have to be asked in the middle of one, the middle of a cheshbon that we're trying to put the taisa against the Rishbam. Okay? Yeah. So
the edus was just a call. What was the edus exactly? The edus is like
again. So we're not clear exactly what is it. Edus is a call. Whatever it is, right. It's a very. We're taking it very seriously. Rishbam called it even minimally. He said it's a call. Shall edus ms.
But yeah. What is Edus saying? Edus is saying that it's not, it's badly not his, or Edus is just saying that at one point it was a mashkin by. So how should, is, maybe it's more machadik than Edus.
So just saying why is it machad? Why is it machadik?
He's saying he went down to the land, not Mitaris buyer. He's in Mitaris mashkin.
So you mean Guvari's question before, maybe bought it afterwards, right? So the alts the call being a raya,
the
Edom slash call being a raya that's not his, that, like Ari said, maybe bought it. It's not a raya. You're right. That's why Taka Rishbam doesn't say that even though he takes the Edom seriously, that wouldn't be a reason. But since Saif Kol Saif, the rumor is that it belongs to the Yisraelim. If that was, since that's the case, the Rishbam saying it can only work al tzmacha.
But even the rumor is based off of something, right? But what are the rumors saying? Just stam it.
The rumor is saying that the mashkin is finished and really bad. Really, it's supposed to go back to the Yisraelim. This guy is squatting.
So does,
that's the rumor saying.
How does the rumor know that if he didn't buy it? Just because it was a mashkin doesn't mean he didn't buy it. Post fact, like.
Again, that's the rumor saying.
That could be.
He asked the question before already. He asked the question before.
That he didn't buy it to them, and then the question is still a question. I'm not understanding how we may answer your question. He asked, why isn't the Rishbam say he's going up directly against Davis? What's the answer?
Because so you said that because there are no aid, like Ari said, there are no aid in they didn't buy it. There's no aid is they didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Aid is
only what?
Aid is that there was a mashkanta.
That's it.
And aid is that there's a mashkanta, the mashkanta finished.
And then the rule
and, was and what's being said as a result of that is that when Betzim went back to Yisrael, and this guy's still on it. It's not mamish.
I'm not saying for sure that he didn't buy.
B'chayr, even though he says call the aid is b'seder.
They just on the fact it was mashkum.
What?
We're saying they just on the fact it was mashkum. Right now, there's no aidus.
There's no real aidus. That there's no real aidus. They didn't buy it.
Just call me.
Yes, it's called. It's based on aidus. It's not just time to call Balma. Oh, this guy's a gun. It's called based on a real scenario. Now, there's a lot of problems with this Rishbam because Because, first of all, for example, Rabbi Yaina learned the Rosh Mizan Rabbi Yaina, that the reason why not them is Taka is a gather of a Mechah. Yeah? It's Mechah. Right? First Ben Yaina. Yeah, hi. I go in Kosta, the Abatan Kuk, the Ordu have an Amon, keeping the Nafak Alei called Ardi Asmiu, Pirshu Beyayin in the Borough, the Maya Shasa call Bechaye Ab, Besoich Shnei Chazaka, Shais Esla in Mashkanta, the Shon Midoi, so call Ashon and Mahim, Akhir Mizavim, Mutarikach Yotza call, the Ocho Ardi Asmi, he calls Shnei Mashkanta, the Hirzlam Akarka, Hilgo Hirz Chazaka, the Shirzlam Chayvim, Chazaka, the Elcha Machor, Gedoel Mizu. Tablet Mizu, Mishtar, keep the Napuk, call the Mashkanta Isa Gabay, Umachna call the Miskavim Limchois. Hashem Michle Yadin and Mitsuyin. So the Rayayana speaks out very, very clearly why there is a macha over here. And Rayayana says, first of all, you have to know the Aleph Beis is that the call had to have gone out b'chayav. Otherwise, it's not a macha. If it's midin macha, that means it has to be within the first 3 years that this call went out. And Mela, it has to be that it was Yos b'chayav. And moreover, and he has a knage, and how good maybe the reason why the father didn't have to be Moicha was how good because it's a call, he says. Or maybe it was Moicha, and here, whatever. But the point is, he uses the call Gufa as the Siba. This is the call went out that was Bataris Meshkanta. Yeah, so that's Gufa, why the father didn't have to be Moicha. Why didn't have to do a proper mecha? And Mela, the call itself, because the call itself is a mecha. So, one second. There had to have been, the main important thing had to be mechayav, because if it's a mecha, it has to be within 3 years. The Mela says, Ben Yaina, that's the good thing over here.
We just saw before that, like, even if your mecha is not going to do anything, if someone's on your land, you scream, that whole idea. So like, why here? He's not making my chavos loud. Whatever, someone else is talking about. Like,
there's a call. There's a call.
This thing that you're making my phone.
There's a call. There's a call. You have to find that case exactly where we said it and see how that it is a call. Something else is a call. I don't know. It's not a question whether there's a shout whether your mecha is going to help. Here is a call. You don't need to. Everyone knows it's a call. It's all over the place. It's all over the internet. This is a mishkanta. Okay. Not Shabbat Chal. Now, so that's very good. That's a mahal from the sugya. But according to Rishbam, there was no indication that the call, there's achal ar the yasmi, that this call went out, or the call b'chal derzim mashanta went out necessarily b'chayu.
See, against that.
I'm not asking a kasha like, boom. I'm learning up the Rishbam. I want to know. Is there any indication that this call? My point is that it's a very important piece of information. It's critical. If you're learning mitam kol, then it's critical that the call is like Rabbi Yehuda speaks out. The call has to be b'chayav. Otherwise, it's not a mechal. Right? I just want to know. I'm just bothered a little bit. The Shvan doesn't tell me that. When the Hilkuf Nafak Alek Kol Shel Edus, the Mahashta Ochel Aradiyasmi.
It's much more the other way. It's much more later, no?
Yeah. The fact is the Mahashta, that doesn't necessarily mean necessarily that went out. The coal came out now.
Not
the coal. The coal went out. The coal went out, and that Hilkuf Nafa coal shall aid us emes. Maybe went out b'chayav. There was mishkanta. Mela, the ice sphere of the coal is that mahashta alar the asmi. It's not mucha. If you have to say that. I mean, I'm just. speaking out, it's a little bit difficult in Rashi, why Rashi doesn't speak it out. And Rabbi Yehuda made a whole chaska out of it. Because if you're saying it's Mechad, then it has to be Mechayel. Now, the other problem is, that if we're telling me that Rambam pumped up this call, right? Cultural aiders, etc., then Mechayel, you don't have to come out to Mechayel. We should say Pashit, that like Taizavir speaks out, right? That if it's Shkanta, then there's no Chazaka. We know that you went on the field, then you don't have a chazaka, an aris. Aris and a chazaka. Even the dude make car of Tesla Rizu Sasa Yadei. The Mela, he also throws in front of Shem Hashla Haskel. Yeah, the Mekar Yadin and Gazl. The Mekar Yadin and Gazl saw the Dainel Shem Chazaka. So here also, unless you carry Rizu Shnar, you won't be Nemas. Now, the truth of the matter is, the Ramban brings down a Mahalach. That Hagufa, in the Gemara itself, the Gemara says, he brings down a number of pshat. First, we have the off like machal, which we saw from the Meyayin, speaks it out. He calls it Kachmesh Ben Shmuel. In the Yeshayimim, the Vasa Sadi, from the Sadi, the Arab Meshkant Asli Yadei, from the Shumahani Sadi, who did not the Kala, Shlechaz of Alacha. Like, this pshat that he brings down is similar to the way I really want to learn the Rishbam. Except that they didn't actually come, but we know of their existence. Yeah. So, says the Ramban, right? In other words, the Mahalach is there is the core Eidus. There's Eidus that was Meshkanta. Yeah, and because of that Eidus, a call went out. That he's eating me out of the Asmi, even though there is a possibility, yeah, they sold it, yeah, but still, the call went out, you don't need much for the call to go out, the call went out, he's eating out of the Asmi. But Mela, Kol Kagab, Kim Shesh Eid, Mishar Bishos, Shul Ein Lechazaka, Yimuch of Perkin. According to him, yeah, he says that the Eidus, that was Mashkanta, is what would generate the call. That's Mahalach Lerban. So that Mahalach, Taka Pashit, what he learns the Gemara, that the reason when Gemara says, we are the Masa Amrit, even though the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Yeah. Why? The Higala Kala, the Aradi Asmi. Yeah? According to this Malach and the Ramban, it's very schwer. Right? Then the Ramban's learning, the reason why he's not Neman is because there are Eidim that it was Bali other B'Teres Mashkanta, and Mele had generated a call. Yeah, that was still that he's in the Aradi Asmi because it went back to the assignment. But Mele is not Neman. Why is not Neman? Kimashesh Eid Mishar B'Shus Ein L'Chazaka. And then he quotes the Gemara Taisa quotes. Aris, all these people, there was Yar B'Shus, no Chazaka. It means Rishban is learning that this second Pshat in Ramban is learning why Taka aren't you Neman? Why aren't you Neman to say, why wouldn't you be Neman to say Luch B'Yadi? Because you are the Teres Meshkanta. We know you are the Teres Meshkanta.
Teresis, no.
What?
Is that what I say, Teresis, no?
No. It's using the building blocks of Teresis. Teresis said that Teresis just brought that in why the guy was Kavish to Shtar. He doesn't know anything more. That's why you're not now. Adar. Teresis knows the reason why you're not Neman is only else Migul. Teresis knows that's why you are Neman. Teresis is the one sheet that holds you are Neman. Because okay, let's just be misadar what we just said. Lagabe Arinamina. Taisus learns that's a minema. Say look minem, why not? You have no reason not saying just because it's a call. Call doesn't, there's not a reason it should be nema. Elamai, but since it's a call, you wouldn't want to say it's not a very favorable taina. The male is a problem with the mish. That's Taisus. Okay? Rameyaina says, and Beth Nujman says also, that the problem is Bechol. And Riyani speaks that it has to be the call. That's in fact the call went out. Bechaye Aviv. Yeah? Call went out. Bechaye Aviv. The Mela, since it's that call, if you really bought it, the call says that Mashkat said, if you really bought it, you would have kept Ishtar. That's the second Mahalach. The Nujman does say it's Al Zmachol also. Now, the third Mahalach we have is the Ramban that says that Sukhmat the coal was generated all day Adim. The Mela, you're not never say Lakuach because we know there was Yerub Rishus. Now, in the Ramban, in the Rishbam, it's a little bit funny again because, again, depending on how much, certainly if you learn that's Eidus, yeah, if you go it's like Ari, Ve'edus, yeah, then you certainly have a Kasha.
I didn't say it.
And you certainly have a Kasha. Right. If it's Eidus, then the Ramban's second shot is Pasha Pshat. If it's actually Eidus, right? And it's actually Eidus. There's actual Eidus over here. Yeah. Even if it's actual Eidus in here. It's not just sorry. My problem with the Ramban is, yeah, the Ramban's mashma that there are Eidim out there. Yeah. Ramban, at least the minimum we said, Eidus Emes. Kol shel Eidus Emes. That means we're assuming there's Eidim out there. If we're assuming there's Eidim out there that was Yard B'Teres Mashkanta, yeah, we could debate whether there's Eidus that it's his or not, right? But minimally, there's the Rishbam saying there is Eidus that he was there. Then Kane, why does he need Mecha? Yeah? Why need Mecha? Why doesn't he like the second Mishan and the Ramban? The second man says he learns how the Eidus actually came to Bezdin, but the second half of the man is saying that Eidim, if they're Eidim that he was Mashkanta, then there's no Chazaka. He's not ever say he bought it afterwards. We're out of Mecha. Stop. There's no base for Chazaka. There's Yerud Bishus. There's no Chazaka. My says very sure. Moreh says because of the call. The man says. It's because of